that's it.
Ring me up.
Kevin's our friend.
At least lie a little bit, you know.
Kevin
is a scholar
of the Wizard of Oz.
Tell him how tall I am. I'm very tall.
You are tall.
Kevin's taller than both of us combined.
No, I'm not 6'6", sadly. I wish.
6'8".
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very happy to be here. Thank you for having me on the Beancast.
That's, you know,
it's drawn worldwide acclaim.
Kevin brought a bottle of wine and two cans of fava beans that he bought at the African store just to celebrate his appearance on the Beancast, and we
are
bow
honored
to Kevin. We,
yeah,
are
we
honored.
Are honored. We're this first person to actually buy beans for the Beancast, including me and Tom.
Well, originally I wanted to empty out the bottle of wine before I got here and put beans in it so I could show up with a bottle of beans.
But you're working on it.
But then I realized I didn't have a can opener or a corkscrew, and I had my car. And
then Matt got the wine bottle, fucked it up anyway, cork inside.
You know, who doesn't have a wine bottle opener?
Someone who's still sober. How about that?
Still hanging on to those old ideas, huh?
Yeah.
What's it like to not be able to let go, Tom?
Yeah. Got a stick in your ass for how many years now?
I'm
12 to 15.
There be nay sticks in my bum. I care about less than you do these days.
No, that's not true.
No, that's super
that's
true.
That's not true at all.
I don't even shower.
That's not a good sign.
I didn't say that it was.
Feeling his hair right now, I think that might be accurate.
Yeah, I know that's accurate.
Greasy.
Thank you.
The greasy strangler.
Anyways, this isn't about us, Tom. We can bicker later. This is about Kevin and the beans.
So, Kevin, tell us about your first bean experience as a bean virgin. That's open to interpretation.
Yeah, you can, whichever.
Well, when, however. Okay, yeah, my first bean experience. Well, I think when I was just a lad, my dad took me out camping for a weekend. And he stops at the store and, you know, I'm expecting we get some camping supplies. You know, I want some candy maybe. But he just grabbed an entire shopping cart full of beans.
He did.
You know. Which I thought
what
was
are you doing?
It's hot in here.
It is hot in here, yeah. And you know, I thought that was a little strange. And he said, "Son, we're going to complete the ancient ritual, only done for the males and the." So yeah, he buys all these cans of beans. Takes me to this pretty rundown cabin, I would say.
Is this a traumatic memory?
It's actually
glass.
Probably my first memory of my childhood, actually, was...
This is your first.
Being christened in beans. All right.
Kevin, did you get...
So he gives me...
Tom, why are you undressing right now? Just stay in your clothes.
It's fucking hot in here. No one needs socks and pants neither.
Go on, Kevin. Don't be distracted by...
Well, he gives me a poem to recite while he fills the bathtub with beans. And he lights some candles, and I keep reciting this poem. You know, and I'll never forget the words. They were special to me. It went, beans, the magical fruit. The more you eat, the more you toot.
Oh, Lord.
What are you doing in this bathtub? Are you just reciting this over and over again?
No, I'm not even in the bathtub yet. I'm fully naked, watching my dad, you know, open cans of beans. It's quite a process, you know.
It's a lot of can of beans.
Opening a can of beans is not just for the light of heart, you know. It takes, and especially open 200. That's a whole different story.
Is he using a machine for this, or is he just...
No, knife. He had like a little crank. Yeah,
yeah.
Like a
yeah. Little, he's old school.
Yeah.
So you sung this poem for, let's say it takes approximately 20 seconds to hand crank a single can of beans.
That's,
and he had
generous.
200.
Yeah, I don't know if it was an hour before the bathtub was full of beans, but it was pretty close. It was at least 40 minutes, I'd say. And
I'm waiting for the climax here. I'm really excited to see what you did in the bean.
I'm scared.
So he turns all the lights off. Yeah, gets the candles going. I get in the tub. Don't submerge my head yet. And he takes some of the bean, kind of, it's not paint, but it's just like bean paste.
Yeah, the molasses.
It's accrued. Paints a star on my forehead and then dunks me under. And he said, son, now you're a man.
This is your first memory as a child?
First memory as a man.
As a man.
Okay, sorry.
As a man of the beep family.
And from that day forward, I've never cried.
Never.
Never. I've never cried. I've never wanted for anything.
Well, beans are a magical fruit.
Yeah. Yeah. The more you eat, the more you toot.
The more you toot, the better you feel. So dunk your fucking virgin son in a bathtub full of beans.
He'll never cry again.
That is blasphemy, Tom. He goes, the more you eat, the more you toot. So, no. What did you just say? I forget.
The more you toot, the better you feel.
The more you toot, the better you feel. So eat beans for every meal.
Wow.
So obviously I'm very excited to be on the Beancast.
I mean, a lot of people listen to this podcast.
Yeah. We'll in fact ask you, have you ever listened to this podcast?
I have listened to this podcast, yes. Not a, you know. Not the depressing ones, but the bean focused ones though.
The first episode exclusively.
The
mean.
First episode exclusively. Yeah.
Well, the second one was bean oriented.
It was, but it was lost, it. Yeah, and we got depressed. Yeah. Sorry that we make real content. But all right. That was an excellent story, Kevin.
Yeah.
That was an excellent story. Matt, you said something about Easter. Is there something you'd like to share?
Well, it is Easter coming up.
Mm-hmm.
So what is Easter? Are we getting into it?
I think it's... Okay, so I asked about this because I don't really know. And for all those religious folks that listen to us, just skip like 20 minutes ahead now.
No, keep listening.
Easter is where Jesus died.
Yes.
Hung out underground in a rock grave for like 3 days, and then
rock and roll grave.
He was like, I'm bored in this shit, and just pushed a rock up and was like, fuck it. And there was his mom and some whore there, and they were like, oh my god, it's a miracle. And he's like, mom, go tell the boys that I'm alive. And then took off the girl, and I don't know what he did with her. What's but there was something in the Bible about that.
Can you tell us about your relationship with your mother?
No.
There was an edge to your voice when you said some whore.
That there was two women. There was the mother and the whore. I don't know who she was. I don't know if she's a whore.
I don't know if she is. But
she's probably a whore.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
I think there's rumors or speculation that they had a relationship. Jesus and that lady
Mary
had a
Magdalene?
Relationship. Yeah, Mary something. It wasn't like the Virgin Mary, but like it was someone else.
Oh, maybe
else.
It wasn't Mary.
It was a second
someone.
Mary?
I think it was a Mary. Or, it was an M other, word yeah. of that.
Something else.
Something okay. similar.
I think Mary Magdalene's from the fucking... That Dan Brown book.
Look, I don't get Jesus. I don't understand.
So what do you not understand about Jesus, our Lord and Christ and Savior, blessed be his name?
Do you think Jesus
name,
would get you?
Amen.
No, I don't think he'd get me. I don't know. Jesus doesn't. It's just a big.
Would you not get bored after being in a rock grave for 3 days and say, I am bored, let's get out?
I'm actually impressed with his ability to stay there for 3 days. I mean, 20 minutes. I'd be fucking.
Oh, yeah,
I'd
with your ADD, you'd have. What if Jesus had ADD?
2 minutes later, and then he's just like bored and performing
yeah,
miracles
Jesus
everywhere.
Came back 2 minutes.
What if Jesus was autistic, and he was just like counting shit,
just walking on the balls of his feet?
Yeah. That's a incredible theory. Yeah,
the population density of this area.
They must have missed that out in the Bible.
So
How did they know who was autistic before there were like trains for them to like?
They just used to rock. Like, they call them witches and then beat them with rocks.
Mm.
What was that called? When they just put someone in a circle?
Stoning?
Stoning. Thank you. There you go.
just stand in the middle of town, get pelted with stones.
Yeah, or they just would be not, like, they wouldn't survive, I think. You know, they just let the child go into the woods and be like, whoops.
So Jesus comes back from his rocky grave.
Yeah.
Why is that called Easter?
How
does it involve Easter bunnies and chocolate and eggs?
No idea.
Where did that come from?
Hallmark? I don't know where it came from.
Because Jesus miracle fucked the rabbits into laying chocolate eggs. That's a Jesus Christ kind of miracle right there.
He just stuck his dick into some rabbits and chocolate came out?
He did that for
water
us.
Water into wine and rabbit eggs into rabbits laying chocolate eggs.
Jesus fucked chocolate into rabbits for us.
Yes. Do you think he was like some sick kid, like sicko fucking guy that was just trying to crossbreed chickens with rabbits? Like how does a bunny lay eggs? It doesn't even make sense.
It's an Easter bunny. It's a special kind of bunny.
Yeah,
but it comes around once a year.
Once a year, like when Santa. Rabbits have periods, it's chocolate period.
Sometimes a little caramel in there.
That we feed to children.
And you run out, you run around after them, lapping it up off the ground, because we just need shit to do and to care about, man.
Yeah, that's what we do.
My God.
What we do.
So I'm pretty sure Easter was originally like a pagan holiday, celebrating spring coming.
Was it?
Yes.
I mean, that makes a lot more sense than Jesus.
And Jesus just took it over. And I think he did the same thing with his birthday. He's just like, now it's my birthday. There was like the winter solstice or something.
Christians not respecting other cultures.
No, Christians are trying to help the other cultures by like diluting them out of existence.
That's how they're helping. Huh. Is there any evidence or are you just making that up, Kevin?
I think
on what Easter is?
Yeah. About the pagans.
I'm like 90% sure that's...
I mean, it would make sense. Like any pagan culture would be like, hey, spring's coming. Cool.
It's the coming of spring. There's flowers. Mm-hmm. Maybe they had the bunnies with the Easter, you know, chocolate eggs and shit.
It makes a lot more sense.
Because I'm sure they have some hinky stuff, too, where you're like, what's going on there?
Oh, yeah.
Like we've been cracking pretty hard on Jesus on this podcast, but there's other religions aren't really, you know.
Yeah, pagans are filthy and godless.
Yeah.
By definition. By definition, that's what they are.
Celebrating something like spring, how could they?
What does Allah say about that?
He says, don't draw my guys.
I guess they have Ramadan.
They have Ramadan, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And the Buddhists and Hindus. I don't know. I actually don't know.
I'm sure they have a springtime with Hitler kind of celebration.
Yeah.
Springtime with what?
Yeah, did you say Hitler?
Probably not with Hitler. I think they predate Hitler.
Hitler was an atheist, was he not?
He was, yeah.
Yeah.
Just like our good friend Matt Jones.
Yeah, well, so...
we got something in common.
Yeah, how do you feel about genes, genetics?
Let me remind you, you're also an atheist before we get into the...
Am I? I may have moved over to agnostic recently. You don't know. I don't talk about it.
Agnostic is just kind of like just sitting on the fence. I don't want to offend people.
No, I don't know. I think it's more like I want to believe in something spiritual because there's a deep void in my life that I'm unable to fill with drugs and vaping and sex. But I also don't want to stand up and sit down for Jesus.
Sounds very specific.
For fucking 3 hours a week.
Okay, well, let's define what we're talking about here. An atheist says...
doesn't believe.
No, it's not just doesn't believe. Says the existence of God can be disproven.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
it can be disproven.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Agnostic says there's no proof either way whether God exists.
Even ChatGPT can't disprove God's existence.
What? Have you tried?
We should ask.
We should actually try, yeah.
Yeah, we'll do that later.
I wonder what ChatGPT has to say.
Bring it up while you guys are debating? Keep going, Kevin. I'll bring it up.
Well, yeah. An atheist says God's existence can be disproven. Mm-hmm. It can be proven that he doesn't exist. Agnostic doesn't believe he can be proven to exist or not exist either way, which is kind of where I find myself, you know. And I, you know, I haven't really done a lot of research either way, but it's kind of where I'm comfortable.
What are CrossFitters?
That's, if there was a scale, they'd be far to the right.
They're past Catholicism.
Yeah. Their rituals are even beyond eating Jesus' body and drinking his blood.
Yeah. It's into drinking BCAAs and eating copious amounts of rice and chicken breast.
Yes, we need wheatgrass. Wheatgrass for the people.
Fuck. I had a juicer for like 2 days and it was glorious. That thing made amazing juice. I'm not going to lie. The fucking juice people who spend $10 on juice shots.
Yeah.
If I had infinite money, I would be buying those juice shots.
The juice shots are worth it?
Oh, they just taste so good and so fresh.
So I can't drink something fully green. I just, something about my mind rebels against it.
It's just like eating grass. It's
gross.
Yeah, it doesn't even get you drunk.
It's lawn clippings. You know?
Like you're trying to treat yourself like a cow.
Cows have serenity that I desire.
Have you seen cows? Like, have you been up close to cows?
Yes, sir. I've fed them out of my hand. I've brought the cows chop in the morning.
They're pretty stupid.
Yeah, but
that's why they have serenity.
They're serene and fearful, and I have the fear in me, but I don't have the serenity.
All you need is to hit your head against some concrete.
We got a mystery caller in the Beancast.
Greg is on the line.
Hello, Greg. You had a question about wheatgrass.
What is your question?
No, you have a question, Greg.
I have a question about wheatgrass. My question is it more wheat or more grass?
Well, it's grass. It's wheatgrass.
Have you ever heard of a compound noun in your life?
You know, the surprising thing is it contains very little wheat or grass.
Oh, okay. So what is it then?
It's good for you. Makes you feel great.
It's made primarily of Higgs boson particles.
Oh, interesting.
Easter, Jesus. It real?
Yeah, what are your thoughts on Easter and Jesus? You think he really hung out in a cave for a couple of days and people were like, wow, that's amazing. Let's dedicate this day to him.
Here's,
where did the bunny come from, do you think?
We were talking about that. We have no idea. Jones guessed Hallmark. I said pagan holiday. And Tom was...
I said Jesus fucked the rabbit.
Tom was pretty sure Jesus fucked chocolate into rabbits.
Wow.
So, ChatGPT refuses to talk about God.
See?
And says, I am an AI model and I do not know or have any idea, just refuses. But then I ask him about the percentage chance that alien exists and it goes off. Doesn't really give a number, but it's like, it's probable.
Interesting.
How
you doing, Greg?
I'm good. I feel nervous that I'm on the Beancast. It's a big deal.
It is a big deal.
Yeah.
So say something, you know.
Say something good.
Just be worthwhile for once in your goddamn life.
Okay, I got something. ChatGPT says the Easter Bunny became popular in Western culture around Easter. The hare was closely relative to the rabbit, a symbol of fertility in the new life of the pagan religions.
Fertility.
When Christianity spread around throughout Europe, many pagan traditions were absorbed into Christian celebrations. Blah, blah, blah. Here we go. The Easter Bunny in German literature dates back to the 16th century.
Oh, it is Hitler related.
So I'm going to
Easter Bunny's about
Yep.
I'm going to give myself at least half marks on that one.
Yeah, I think you get 3/4 at least.
Yeah, 3 out of 4.
Yeah.
So, in other words, kids are running around collecting chocolate in like a manic frenzy of like occult sex practice.
Yeah.
That's exactly what's going on.
Yeah.
And we like it.
It's kind of fucked up, actually.
Y'all look birds and bees. Did you not like
finding a fucking egg when you were a kid? It's great.
I mean, I look for the different kind of eggs.
It's great.
Nowadays.
You find the eggs and you're like, oh boy, it's fertility season.
Yep.
Do you guys ever find eggs like a month later that you never found before?
No.
I think that happened once, yeah.
I found them because I was good at Easter egg hunting.
Tom is a thorough hunter. If there's eggs out there, he's going to be out.
Tom's hunting
the
for
morning.
Them.
Mm-hmm.
He's finding the fertile
I'm
ladies.
Celebrating the sexual season.
He's going to fuck a rabbit.
No, I did not pick someone up that way. I just did. I prepared an Easter egg hunt for my girlfriend who had never done an Easter egg hunt before because she came from a culture that doesn't have a banging tradition about bunnies and eggs. And I said, this is very important. Before I bed you, you must participate.
I got a question. If you tell the Christians that the Easter bunny is from a pagan religion, how choked do you think they're going to be? Do you think they're going to be defensive about that?
Well, when they're you like, say the Christians, let's break that down. Do you
general,
mean,
uniform.
Do you mean my friend Larry the Christian?
Larry the Christian.
Because Larry will say, oh, that's very nice, that's very nice.
But he'll be like, they didn't do anything significant. They're just pagans.
Just pagans.
They didn't know what it really meant until
yeah,
Jesus
they,
came along.
They didn't know anything.
Fuck that rabbit.
They're just pagans. You know?
Yeah.
It was an act of like kindness and empathy that the church was undertaking by diluting and taking over their religions. It was a price to pay to spread the word.
Yeah. Because they were
Jesus's dick up your ass.
Are you taking off your pants now too?
It's real hot in here.
It doesn't mean you have to take off your pants.
Well, two people in here don't have pants on, so having pants is actually the weird thing to do, Matt.
Greg, are you going to take off your pants?
Greg's naked.
I could. I'm on a bus right now, but I mean, if the bean cast calls for it.
It's pretty
normal.
The
bean cast calls for it. Disrobe your leggings, sir.
Please take off your pants on the bus.
Film?
No, it's not a video podcast. Those require an extra level of effort. Well, not that much, honestly. You know what? Next episode, video podcast it is.
Greg, are you coming on the next episode?
If it was a video podcast right now, I would take my pants off and take a picture for you.
Just for this podcast, hey?
You can't just do it for the, like, do it on the bus right now and take a picture?
You realize we have zero concurrent listeners.
No. No. Actually, Tom, I have two friends that have been listening now.
Oh,
regularly.
No.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. They're not going to like this whole Christian talk. Actually, I don't know. Maybe. One of them will.
Well,
I'm going to put it up on my school's fucking podcast billboard.
I respect the religions and Jesus Christ and everything about people who are into it.
Look, I think it's just all confusing. And it's all
kind of
like a little make-believe until they have evidence, you know?
Matt sees children hunting for Easter eggs, and he goes, I'm so confused! Oh, I'm confused!
I'm just angry.
Oh, jeez. I can't reconcile this with my own version of reality.
Don't they know about science?
Don't they know about the Higgs boson?
Yeah. I'm opinionated.
All right, guys, I gotta go.
We love you.
Love you.
Love you, Greg.
You'll be on the next episode, official. All right,
I'm in.
You're gonna get your bean cast swag bag for sure. It's just a Ziploc bag full of beans.
We should actually do that.
Absolutely. Then we'll get fucking homeless people on the podcast. We're like, is this where I get a free can of beans? We'll be like, yeah, sir. You just have to talk with us for an hour, and we'll be like, oh my god. Okay, so I was running from the CIA. And it'll be the best podcast ever.
That'd be great.
Kevin, why aren't you homeless?
I tried once. I wasn't very good at it.
No.
No.
You just couch surf for a bit, or?
I actually got chased by cows. We were talking about cows earlier.
Really? So much for serene cows. What did they have with you?
Well, it was the middle of the night.
Were you trying to steal their oats?
No, I was just trying to get through their field. You know,
I wanted to get to the highway. You were almost in a field?
Yeah, I was trying to get to the highway to fucking hitchhike my way to Vancouver.
Yeah. Right.
And these cows, first they started following me. I ran a little bit, but then it was like a big field and I got a little tired. And they surrounded me.
Yeah. Well, they're curious. 100%.
They were like, what the fuck is this guy doing?
Yeah,
in field?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're curious. They're
curious.
Like, what is this lanky, tall motherfucker doing here?
He's not supposed to be here. He's not a cow.
Yeah.
So they surrounded me. They sent their like one lead cow to talk to me.
Yeah.
And do you
That's
remember the conversation
true.
That happened?
Cows do have hierarchies.
They have a leader, yeah.
Yeah.
And I could tell he was the biggest, or she was the biggest one, probably.
Yeah, she, probably.
Yeah. Yeah, if there was a boy in there, you'd be dead.
I'd be dead, yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's... I have a story about that, actually. One, a different one, but...
You got a lot of cow stories.
For a city
yeah,
boy,
I
could
actually come from
stories.
A farming family, so... Yeah.
You come from a fucking beaning family.
Is that why
too.
Your dad put you in a bathtub of
that's
beans?
That's exactly why. But obviously, the cows did not smell the beans on me.
No.
And this is one of the uninitiated. He doesn't belong in this field.
Oh.
And they surrounded me and were getting quite aggressive. I was a little scared for my life because I was scared for my wife. There was like 30,000 pounds of beef just like surrounding me and being like,
yeah.
Rrr, rrr. They're like, you could tell it wasn't a happy moo.
Yeah.
I'm not the cow linguist.
You have to see this.
Yeah.
I would have loved to see
surrounded me in the middle of the night. I'd end up just running my way out of there. Yeah. Got to the first fence I found and jumped it.
Were they trying to cut you off?
They did cut me off. I had to take a long way around.
Wow.
Through a fucking swamp, pretty much.
I didn't expect that being a homeless city boy that liked cows would be a threat.
Yeah, or swamps.
Yeah, well, all sorts of things pop up when you're
Canada's
a
big nation. There's a lot to experience out there that's not in the middle of the cities.
Yeah, and if you know how to whisper to cows, then you're probably ahead of the most of the gang.
Yeah. Most of the homeless folks. All right, boys. Put your vapes down. All you can hear. I'm sure all the listeners can hear is
I'm an addict and I admit that.
Well, should we put you back in rehab?
I don't know, man. Should we put you back in rehab, Mr.
No.
Drinks Wine?
I'm perfectly okay.
Okay, what about a rehab center that's just like, I don't want to do life anymore for a little while? It's not a vacation, you know? It's like a bit of a spa, whatever, but you just go there and you're like, all right.
I think that's turning catatonic in a psych ward.
Mm.
I think that's what that is.
It's probably pretty close to that, but
I've considered going.
We have nice linens. We have nice linens. You know, you get like
that is
mint on your pillow.
That's like a spa.
It is like a spa, but you have like a schedule you follow. So you're like, you're gonna feel good a month from now when you leave here.
So it's like, but what are they doing every day?
They're doing some exercise. You're eating healthy. You know,
are they working?
There is group work. I think you like, you know.
So, like, it's like a work camp.
You just leave your responsibilities behind for a little while.
It's like Auschwitz.
So, yeah, it's a work camp, and you don't have to worry about the outside world. And
there's no gas chamber. No, it's not like Auschwitz.
I didn't say Auschwitz. He said Auschwitz. But, like, a work camp. It's like North Korea. No work camps in Russia.
I don't think you guys are hearing me with this idea.
I mean, it has everything you're saying. You go there,
but
you
he's
leave
not
your responsibilities
saying,
behind.
He didn't say anything about productivity.
Well, what are you doing all day?
The game.
You just hanging out?
Yeah, you play some sports, you get some exercise, you get some group therapy, you learn about why your depression is so soul-crushing and is ruining the things in your life and why you have such a decreased experience of pleasure.
That's a rehab.
It's probably closer to a cult.
There's rehabs for mental illness. And that's kind of what you do.
Yeah, I should look those up.
With how prevalent mental illness is in our society, wouldn't it be nice to like just fly to fucking, you know?
I'll tell you what. This is actually an interesting fact because recently I've looked these up. In Canada, there's only I think, 3 mental illness rehabs in the country. I think 3. I'm actually kind
for 35 million people.
It's 2 or 3. Yes. So there's one in Vancouver for sure. There's one in Toronto. I don't know where the third one is. I can't even remember, but they're expensive. They're about $800 a day. And Jesus. They're fucking crazy. So my mom and me were talking about buying a piece of land and starting a new one.
Mm.
And
for and with profit as your main motive.
Yes, profit.
Yeah.
I'm not here to help people. I'm here to make money. But if the byproduct is helping people, I'm all right with it.
But if you do it poorly, you've got a bunch of mentally ill people on your hands that you don't know how to handle.
They're still paying $800 a day. But, so, I mean, there is a market there. I think people should, people should be able to deal with their mental
illness. What if you have a facility like that, except there's like half of the facility is for tour groups and it's like a zoo?
Look at this one. He's so crazy.
Yeah, look at him. He's crazy. He's going to go over and talk to that one.
He's been doing nothing but talking about fucking rabbits for weeks now.
It's like you can walk on the second level and see invisible glass or the one-way glass.
Yeah, and then they'd have a place in society. They're providing a service to people, whereas before all they could provide was like an earache to their friends and relatives.
Who do you think would come and view that? Other mentally disturbed or
Logan Paul?
Ooh.
Or Jake Paul, whichever one filmed the dead people in Tokyo, he'd be there in a
second.
And
then we trap him in there.
Yeah.
That's the end. So like usually go through like a gift shop at the end, but like this one there's no exit. And you just get put into a room.
No, you don't get no. You're scaring away the guests.
Okay, so what about this? What I'm sure this already exists, but what about a resort where you just go and do like really highly hallucinogenic drugs?
That
stuff all exists, but it's probably in like South America and Mexico and shit.
They do that where it's less illegal.
Yeah.
Or at least monitored.
See, I think that would be my dream job if I could take somebody through a trip.
Dude, Kevin, you could do that right now. People do that all the time. They call themselves spiritual gurus and they legitimately do it. Can you pass that?
Kevin, if I ever get off my antidepressants and it's safe for me to take hallucinogenics again, I do want a guided trip from you.
Who wouldn't?
Actually, they're getting more and more popular, and mushrooms are they're considering legalizing it in Canada.
I think BC already did, actually.
Really? Well, then, dude, just do that. Make a BC fucking
antidepressants.
It's like Shambhala, but with mushrooms that are legal this time, because usually you have to sneak them into Shambhala.
Yeah, but I don't want the people who want guided through a mushroom trip. Like, come on, grow up.
Wait,
you know?
Really?
What do you want?
A mushroom trip can take you to the hospital. You just didn't take enough mushrooms.
What do you want? Like,
I took mushrooms
taking
and I
acid?
Thought I was dying.
DMT?
I was
DMT, acid.
The lady was putting a fucking catheter into my penis and I was looking at her like, why are you doing this?
I think you should be just lucky that they're legalized.
Okay, mushrooms. All right.
Yeah, until DMT is legal. Or you're
DMT,
buying some
you're
Chinese
not, like,
shit
talking
that's not
on a trip. In DMT, you're just like eyes back and you're in another universe.
It's
like,
it's like 5 minutes long talk.
Yeah.
It's fucked. I've
no,
done DMT.
Kevin, you're talking acid mushrooms and like ayahuasca and like
you could do that. There are there are things like that. And they
it's
get
a mescaline, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's rich people and yuppies that do
Have
that
you ever
too.
Ever done mescaline or ayahuasca or any of those?
No.
Acid would, mushrooms?
Would you do it tomorrow if it was available?
Not tomorrow.
But like this month. Would you go camping and just
sounds like the Easter kind of hit. You know, do a little ayahuasca. Do
that
little
is
Easter
a fucking new Easter hit if I ever
heard
one. Just
don't have
any
buddies around when you do it. You come back and Kevin's just high as a fucking kite.
And you gotta make sure that your cult doesn't have like Midsommar vibes, because you don't want to freak people out. You want them to be chill.
I'm fairly sure that's what the pagans were intending when they invented Easter.
Hmm.
Fertility?
Was for us to do ayahuasca and just run around causing havoc.
Oh, that sounds like a dream.
Sounds great. That's why I kind of like the pagan religion, quotations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They didn't really have a religion, but they had beliefs. kind of like it a lot more than Christianity. You know what? I'm a fan of
I'm a fan of pagan groups that had a belief in soap. Despite my lack of bathing, never mind.
Yeah, you don't even shower. Natives. Religion. The government.
CIA.
Well, just
geopolitics, political assassination.
You get canceled pretty quick.
Racism.
We talked about that. Tom was very racist on the podcast.
Matt, you can't turn this around on me. You know which one of us has prejudices. No one who listens to any of the episodes preceding this one will believe what you have just said.
Yeah, no one's listening to the episode before this anyways.
Okay, but what is race? Racism has gotten twisted into like what it is now.
Yeah, if you're in America, racism is fucked. But it can mean all sorts of shit.
Racism to me, like when I, as I know it, is that you hate another race. You hate another fucking for whatever.
I'd agree.
It's not saying.
Yeah,
you know,
personally, I think that the most effective way to hate another race is with a Halloween costume.
Just so they really know.
Yeah. Yeah. So, okay, so an example would be Asians are bad drivers, and I hate them for it. That would be racism. But, like, if you just say there's a study done that Asians are the least capable drivers, would that not be racism?
That's really interesting because he always starts bringing up things that he refers to as just facts when we're talking about racism.
There was a study done.
I'm just saying, that's a popular stereotype. That's all.
Well,
don't be silent after that. It causes issues.
Well, no, I think there's a line between like, I hate people for whatever.
Okay.
And then like, you know, I don't know, black people like eating watermelon. Is that problematic? Why is that?
I don't think that's a problem. I mean, I think the human mind categorizes things on purpose so that we can, an evolutionary trait, and we make stereotypes as a categorization.
And stereotypes are useful to help us deal with the complexity of the world. So it's because you like watermelons that I'm throwing them at you, black people.
Jesus.
I just don't get how that's
it's like white people and potatoes. You know, they just go together, you know?
Yeah,
there's
mayonnaise.
Nothing wrong with that. Mayonnaise. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Church.
I don't understand like the direct, like there's the line has been blurred so much.
Yeah.
Where now it's all we'll call it all racism. You know, we can't acknowledge our differences because that's racist.
Yeah. But simultaneously holding a hyper awareness of races so that you can make sure you check your privilege in the correct scenarios.
What privilege,
Matt?
What privilege? Which privilege? Do you think one race has a privilege over another race?
Depends on the area that they're in and depends on the
socioeconomic and cultural factors
that are...
Isn't that racism to think that one race is better than the other race?
No, Matt, it's just facts.
The Beancast does a racism.
That will be the title. We finally took the bull by the horns. No more dancing around the subject.
Anyways, it is. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what falls under the umbrella anymore. You know?
Pretty much anything you can imagine. Like
to acknowledge the differences between different cultures is that. That's now racist or whatever.
I feel like
in the last 5-10 years, it's changed.
Like if you're in North America, then you have to acknowledge the difference between other cultures and white people so that you can like contextualize their oppression.
Okay.
White people are the worst at racism too. I mean, we're the best and the worst at the same time.
Other cultures do racism way better because they're just like, well, I don't know. There are plenty of other genocides, but like...
That's a good question. Who does racism the best?
It'd be the ones that do it the funniest in my mind. Like, who's the funniest?
Let's be real here.
Who's got the funniest, like, racism? And I feel like white people kind of sucked at
Albania.
Outside of like particular stand-up comics.
You make it a good point with the contextualizing of how it makes how we got to softball it in there. And why that's fucking useless.
Yeah, I didn't say it was useless in certain scenarios. I think it's valid to like consider those factors, but if I'm just buying groceries, my interaction with like someone at the cashier at the till, like I shouldn't have to like
treat them differently.
Yeah, like try to put in all this weird stuff and be like, oh, here's my change, sorry about my privilege.
I don't think you should ever say sorry for your privilege. I think you should own it. Say I'm privileged.
Yeah, I'm not white. Fuck people you. White people won. I'm just gonna say it.
We did.
We fucking won.
We did well.
You know.
But we earned it. We earned it. Okay. Hot take. We earned it. We went around the whole world, colonized everyone, brought everyone up to our technology standards.
Definitely.
And said, hey, here's some modern technology. You guys are gonna be working for us for the next 50 years. Give us all your goods. But you know, kind of fair trade in some ways.
I mean, look it.
A little bit. Actually, no, is. I see where you're going with it.
Look at Japan. Look at Japan and what happens to Japan. Japan took our technology and we used them as essentially work camps and took their goods. Look at Japan now. It was a superpower at one point. Look at Singapore, Hong Kong, almost all of Southeast Asia at some point was colonized.
Is this some sort of ends justify
Africa?
Means
not so much. Argument? Africa didn't work out as well. But
didn't really work out for anybody.
No, but South America is doing well. The Native Americans, they kind of got a rough deal.
Well, it'd be interesting.
Kinda got a rough deal. Jesus.
Well, it'd be interesting to discuss what would have happened if colonization didn't happen. Where
it's true.
Would we be ahead? Would the average person on planet Earth be worse off or better off?
I think it'd be way worse off.
I actually think it would be too. Yeah.
Well, think about this. Like, if that didn't happen, America wouldn't exist like it does today.
I'm not convinced because there's no... If we're dealing with a hypothetical where it's like, what if there wasn't colonization? Well, okay, well, you can just say, what if there was an open sharing of technology and scientific knowledge?
That's not human.
That's not a human thing to do, though.
We're always competitive.
But it's like strategically beneficial. Like, people aren't going to fuck with you if you're constantly giving them like free intellectual property that is of value to you.
No, that's, what are you talking about? That, like,
so are
have
you
have you learned anything about human history? We've just constantly killed each other for like 4,000 to 5,000 years. We just constantly attack each other over technology.
So then the hypothetical about what if we didn't colonize shit is just as,
if we didn't colonize shit, Hitler would have won and the world would have been German. Think about that.
Okay,
if America didn't join World War II, do you think we would have won? We wouldn't have. That science is a yes.
America gets a lot of credit, but Russia did most of the legwork, man.
That's correct.
No. It did some. Who held off for the longest period? Their allies. France and the UK did a lot at the beginning of the war. And then America and Russia came in at the end.
I'm quite confused about what we're talking about at this point.
Well, Tom was saying, okay, if colonization didn't happen, he thinks every 3 or 4 years they'd just have a summit. All the cultures would get together and share what they've learned.
Yeah.
Share their new scientific.
North America would be like Native artistic. Americans.
I'm just saying that's another hypothetical scenario we could pull out of our
That could have happened, yeah. No, you're not wrong. Like, that could have gone that way.
It would have been great that way. It wouldn't have worked.
Like, the colonization also spread all of this, like, let's say Christianity, which I'm sure you're not a fan of.
I'm just saying,
and
well,
forced it upon
like
everyone, and there's a lot of backwards ass thinking.
If it did, it's not like we'd be doing well in science right now if Christianity was everywhere. I mean, we'd still believe that there'd be no dinosaurs.
Wait.
It took a long time for Christians to accept it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not all of them have either.
Yeah.
No. Can I steal one of your douche flutes?
Yep.
So colonization, if it didn't happen, chances are the Nazis would have won.
I'm not going to jump on the colonization wasn't that good.
Okay, well, that's a little raft. Like if A, then D, you know? Like that's
a little crazy.
Okay, so what else?
The colonization was like way before Nazis. There's a lot of things that would have happened in between there.
Like, what was it?
A realistic way of looking at it is like if colonization didn't happen at the period it was, then they would have just gotten even further ahead in technology until they did colonize shit. Like, they just did it because they had the fucking means.
Do you think we would still colonize today? If, let's say, we found a new world. Not that there's space in the
a new planet. Yeah, a new planet with a whole bunch of native tribes and everything.
Yeah,
yes.
Do you think we would colonize
today? It would
today?
Be like a fucking oil rush. It would be like a gold rush.
Yeah, we go in there and we just spread our diseases and take their gold and
no doubt.
So
because there'd be a country rabbits. Like there'd be a country like theory. Canada being like, "Hey guys, let's not do this." Or like the Netherlands, they'd be like, "Hey guys, let's set up a bunch of rules about how we can interact with these people on this new planet that we just found right next to us." And then Russia and China would be going in, and the U.S. would be going in, and like they'd be convincing the EU to go in, because otherwise Russia and China get the whole thing.
Yeah.
And it would be a bloodbath.
Yeah, so this is what I'm saying. Your theory doesn't work that we just shared like kumbaya every 4 years. I think humans just are humans. We suck.
They're naturally tribal.
We suck.
That's true.
Yeah. It's unfortunate about our species. I don't think we're smart enough to, like, not have conflict yet.
Well, I think what colonization really bore was the the idea of, like, just expanding forever. And that's what our economy is based on, and that's what's killing our planet right now. Is just this
that's a hot take
is just this idea of like it's gonna grow just in forever, just exponentially.
Yeah Well,
when that's not true, there's finite resources, there's finite land, there's finite people.
Well,
like are all the efforts and goods and work being produced
I believe that to a point.
For the betterment of people at this point, or of like just a whole bunch of greedy people who are trying to get the best and won over.
Yeah. I believe that to a point, but like also there's not a lot of resources to a caveman. Like a caveman looks around and he's like, "I can't see a lot of resources." But if we look around now, there's tons of resources. And 100 years from now, we'll see even more. Science allows us to use more. So there's not like finite resources. There's finite oil and earth, but you know,
and finite lithium.
Well, no, because we keep finding more lithium. And I think you can make it to a certain degree. But yes, anyways, yeah.
So you think it's just going to go on forever?
No, I agree with you 80% of the way. I just don't agree with that one.
That little bit. Okay.
That little bit, that's all.
All right.
Yeah. Tom, hot take?
Consumerism.
This is the most serious beancast we've had so far.
We're getting into it.
I'm enjoying my time. This is really... I do want the title to be "Without Colonization, Hitler Would Have Won."
I think like the kind of... The capitalist motives that got us to this point in this amount of technology and bountiful everything... is like kind of past the point of its like incredible usefulness.
What are you saying?
He's saying it's late stage capitalism.
Yeah. which is the Buzz trilogy, but my fucking God, like, I don't know. I've been kind of against consumers shit my entire life. Like, I buy everything used and broken off auction sites, and I'm a cheap motherfucker.
I think you're
like
just
I
cheap.
Really am sure, and it's not like I came to this way of being by deciding what my ideals ought to be and then deciding to be this anti-consumerist person. I did it because my dad was a cheap asshole who never bought anything. Oh. And
he poured me a really large glass of wine, actually.
Wow.
Like, I'm not trying to say I'm sitting on a high horse or anything, or like trying to talk down, but fucking Christ.
Yeah,
the amount of bullshit that gets manufactured. Like, have you ever been to a Winners?
Yeah.
Like, the amount of bullshit
terrible
that gets manufactured that is just going to break useless fucking junk just because of the way our economy is set up and people's values are set up is like...
Yeah, which is the store that, that holds the most of that? I'm going to say, like, the Roots Canada souvenir shop.
It used to be Spencer's Gifts.
Spencer's Gifts,
fucking almost anything in a mall.
I say HomeSense. Most of that is just trash. We don't need it.
Pier 1 Imports.
Anything in there. Pier Imports is, yeah.
Yeah, just fancy candlesticks.
Oh, you know what's
and the other thing
one?
About being on auction sites is that it's like dead people dial the time, so that's full of estate sales. And just the amount of fucking shit that is just...
He's really passionate about this.
That is just like goes to waste that was like clearly of no purpose or value is mind-boggling.
He's absolutely right. My grandpa, I had to clean out my grandpa's house a couple weeks ago with Miller or Chris.
And even the things that are useful that were in there, no one wants it.
We'll leave his name in.
Yeah.
But yeah, the amount of stuff he had, he's like 9 years old. He's lived by himself. He hasn't had guests in like 30 years. He hates everyone.
Yeah.
He had 7 couches.
Yeah.
7 3-seater couches in his fucking house.
Why?
That's who was sitting on these?
Yeah.
You know, like I picked one up and like the dust came up. I'm like, this is somebody's fucking sperm cum dust from like 1979. This is disgusting.
Yeah.
The way it's built now, we have to throw stuff out as we're, you know.
Yeah.
It makes me wonder how other cultures are with shit like this. Because, like we're going to South Korea and Japan, Matt and I, soon. And when you have, like, we were looking at this area, Shibuya, and it is, like, a 15,000 people per square kilometer population density. And I wonder, like, how much, like, wasteful consumerism there is in a culture that's living under those conditions.
Probably a lot, too.
Is it still super high, or are people much more, like, minimalist with the things that they purchase and purpose-focused? Because the culture is different.
Think about it this way, though. A lot of us think we would be minimalist. Like, I only buy one of anything that I actually need for my home. Sometimes I splurge on shit that I like to have for fun. But, like, I have one of... everything I actually need, and that's it. But like, even then, if I die tomorrow, there's a lot of shit that no one would want.
So you have one pair of shoes.
Well, I have one pair of shoes.
You have one pair of jeans, one pair of...
I have like several jeans shirt. Because I have to wear multiple through the week.
You have to?
He pees his pants every day.
I don't do laundry every night. That would be wasteful of water. But I have like 4 pairs of jeans. That's it.
And that's exactly what you need.
It's pretty close. Okay. I mean, I have like one for like more business attire. That's really it.
Another thing that I wonder about is if I'm just being judgmental and if my perspective is skewed, because I have only like a little bit. I have the stuff that I need plus a little bit. And then I go to like a mall and I'm just resentful of everything and everybody buying everything. But everybody else needs the same amount of stuff that I do.
You're also in a mall.
Like, yeah,
there's
and it's
you're
like
going for.
It's like
if you were talking to someone 100 years ago, looking at you going to buy shit today, sucking that douche flute vape out of your mouth, like they would be like, "What the fuck are you doing?"
You think
too?
Like Canadian Tire, like I just go through there and I'm like, all this bullshit. But it's like this exists because there's millions of people who need the same bullshit.
I think you should start drinking.
The material pipeline required to sustain all of us is ridiculous regardless of how people are materialistic.
But our life's better.
What kind of underwear are you wearing?
These are Calvin Klein's from Costco. I don't really like them. They had some synthetic ones with a different weave that were more breathable. These ones kind of give me like swamp ass after a while.
They look constricting almost. Like they're
No, they don't feel constricting. There's like no like line showing up on my leg or anything. They
look fancy, yeah.
I love how you described the underwear and how you didn't necessarily like it, and there's a different kind of synthetic right after that conversation about consumerism.
Well, I don't have extra underwear. I just have the underwear that Costco had because I'm cheap.
I just saying.
See, I've got just extra saying. Underwear because I'm cheap. I have underwear with holes in it that I should have thrown out years ago.
Yeah.
But because I only like doing laundry once every 2 weeks instead of once every week.
Yeah.
And also, all yeah. These
shitty pairs
Are
of
you
underwear.
Trying to say that you're like more environmental for doing laundry only 2 weeks?
That's not what I'm saying. But it is true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well. Compared to doing a load of laundry every night if you're true minimalist, one pair of jeans, one pair of shoes.
I don't think even true minimalists are like that, though. I don't think they do that.
Well, they just wear their jeans for like a full week before changing them because they're not pissing in them all the time.
Yeah, you don't need to wash jeans after 1 year.
Why do you need
use?
To wash your jeans after 1 or 2 days?
I mean, they start smelling if you do.
Mine don't. And I don't even shower.
And he's got a hot swamp ass from his underwear.
It. You can't smell it.
I ask my girlfriend all the time if I smell because I'm like, I'm in disbelief of the fact that I don't stink bad. And she's like, no. And I'm like, are you Should being we... honest? And okay, she's like, yeah.
Let's move on to a new topic. This is getting fucking depressing and we don't need to. This is being cast. It's...
I'm sorry I don't shower enough.
I feel like we should take a break and fill that bottle with beans.
I'd agree with that. What
I'm just the guest, though. I'm not in charge of anything.
We're at the 57-minute mark, so we could also call her unless we want to make this an extra long episode.
We should at least aim for 1 hour 20.
Woo, boy, 120.
That's the sweet spot of
our guest
podcast.
Is okay. We're gonna be back after a message from our sponsors.
What sponsor?
Tom's YouTube channel, which he should put.